Hello.
Hello, my name is Janaya, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is recorded for quality insurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this call back?
Brianna Kenner.
This is me.
How may I assist you?
Yes, I was trying to file a claim online, but they told me that I would have to call to file it.
Okay. May I have your social security number?
591-618-162.
And what was your first and last name?
Brianna Kenner.
Your date of birth?
June 5th, 1996.
Your mother's maiden's name?
Ballard.
And your driver's license number?
878-1985.
And what was your last employer?
Ran Seafood.
Okay. And what's your residential address? It'll be 6501 Airport Boulevard, apartment 203 in Mobile, Alabama.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so we can start the claim. It'll take maybe 20 minutes of your time. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, what is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
You understand that knowingly making a false statement in or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense punished by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits.
Yeah.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Has your name changed since you last filed?
Well, yeah. Yeah, it has. Because I think I filed for unemployment back in 2020.
It was 2021.
Oh, okay.
So it has changed.
Yes. It's no longer Brianna Ballard. It's Brianna Kenner now.
Okay. Could you spell it? Kenner.
KENNER. But I know with the job I was working on, I was working under Ballard. Like, my name literally had just changed.
Okay. And have you worked under a different name or a different social security number in the past 2 years?
You had a different name, but not the social security number. The number's still the same.
Okay. May I have your phone number?
My phone number is 251-776-0594.
And were your driver's license issued in the state of Alabama?
Yes.
May I have your race?
Black.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
The highest grade I completed in school was 12.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
And when you're working, what is your occupation?
When I was working at Rings.
No, like when you're working, like what do you usually look for work or usually do for work?
My job is bouncing around retail, warehouse. Okay.
So I can only put one occupation. One would you? Okay. And are you looking for work in that occupation at the moment?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. Do you work through a union?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
Yeah, I was registered to start school in August of this year.
Okay. And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
A definite date to return to work?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Are you available to work all shifts in effect full-time work?
Not all shifts. Because I have a kid and I don't have nobody to watch her in the evening, so I'm only available to work mornings and afternoons.
Okay. And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
10.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
15.
Are you a corporate officer for a business? Do you own a business, and do you work for yourself?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied for, or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
Oh, no.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employee you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama in the last 18 months?
Last 18 months? No.
Mm-hmm. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payment, direct deposit, into your checking or savings account, or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you if you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
And what's the name of your bank?
The name of my bank is Dave. Yeah.
Is that a bank with your actual?
Yeah, Evolve Bank.
Is it an online banking or they have an actual branch?
It's online.
Okay, we don't accept any online banking.
Oh,
right,
I got another bank though.
Okay, and what's the
I
name of that
PNC.
One? Okay. And would you be using your checking or savings account?
Checking.
Okay. May I have their routing number?
All right. Give me one moment. I'm pulling it up. We could just go ahead, because I can't get that bank to load up. So we could just go ahead and do it on the prepaid card. And on my login.
Okay.
The bank is on their phone.
And what was your last employer?
Rand Seafood.
Rand's?
Yeah, R-E-N-S.
Okay.
Oh, it is.
May I have that employer phone number?
friend. She still will tell you my mama. It's 251-501-7500.
And the city that you were working in?
Mobile, Alabama.
Man, get in the car.
May I have your employment start date for that job?
It was October 30th, 2023.
And the last day you worked?
The last day I worked was... June 13th.
Okay. And why are you no longer working there?
I had got cut off.
You got cut off?
Because the hours, they didn't have, like, I guess they didn't have enough hours or something, like, laid off, if you would say.
Okay, so you're laid off. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, which includes vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
Yes.
Which one?
The holiday.
And how many hours?
Oh, I think I had 20 hours left on there.
Wait, of holiday pay?
Yeah, not holiday pay. It was PTO.
Oh, no, that's not included.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Could you verify that all the questions I asked, you provided correct answers?
Yes.
You are certifying that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with what you report about employers. False answers can result in overpayment and fraud penalties.
Oh, yes. I understand.
You hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama, correct?
Yes.
You certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge.
Yes.
You understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the Claimant Benefit Handbook.
Yes.
Okay, now I'm going to read you the closing statements. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important.
Okay.
Okay. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work, as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefits Right and Responsibility, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certification. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. You could file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal, click File Weekly Certification button on the homepage, or by telephone at 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday, 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturdays. Whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. It is very important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524 Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. You have any questions about anything I just read?
Oh, no, ma'am.
Okay. So I'm going to give you your confirmation number and then your PIN number. You can let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. That confirmation number is 489. 957-005.
Okay.
And your PIN number is 0504.
All right, thank you.
Okay, is there anything else I can help you with today?
That was all.
Okay, thanks for calling the Department of Labor. Have a great day.
All right, you too, thank you.